This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. The 60th State House District includes the city of Kalamazoo and most of Kalamazoo Township. William Baker is the Republican candidate running in the 60th State House District. Thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So give us a little bit of background about yourself, what you would like voters to know, and what you would like to do if you are elected to the State House.
Well, this is my first time running for public office. I have a degree in mathematics from the University of Alaska Fairbanks, lived in Kalamazoo for the last 6 years, and what I'd like to do if elected is help get Michigan on a fiscally sustainable track. About 40% of our state budget comes from federal resources, and with issues with Medicare and Social Security coming up, next 15, 20 years is going to be very difficult unless major things happen, both at the federal level and state level.
So what does a more fiscally sustainable track for Michigan look like?
Ideally, I would like to have Michigan in the end. The end goal is to have the entire state government run on entire state revenue. Everything from property taxes, sales taxes, income taxes, paying for the entirety of the state government.
Does that mean that those taxes would be higher?
I would like to cut taxes, but that means programs will need to be cut. Nothing will be safe. It's not going to be easy. We'll be looking at a 2-3% reduction of federal fund rate percentage-wise compared to the entire state budget. So just about anything is going to be on the table.
Okay, well, what are some specific things that you think right now Michigan is spending money on that it should be spending less money on it?
One of the biggest things right now is economic development. Michigan is throwing millions of dollars, billions of dollars sometimes, and really not getting much out of it. They're giving tax breaks and subsidies to developers and corporations. Bring your company here and create jobs, and in the end, at best, nothing really happens. Most of the time, the worst is money just flying out, and in the end, nothing happens. No new jobs, sometimes even jobs as a whole are lost because of we're playing favorites with this company or that company and not allowing business to grow naturally.
Do you think that what you're talking about, though, is significantly shrinking the size of state government?
Oh, yes. We'll be shrinking departments, and we'll be, you know, like I said, everything is going to be on the table, so it's not going to be easy. And I'm, you know, the last thing I want to do is sit here and BS you, give you, you know, a whole bunch of fluff and promise roses and unicorns, and, you know, I want to be honest and truthful.
Okay. Well, what are your priorities? In other words, I guess, are there departments you look at that you say, well, sure, maybe that department has to exist, but maybe it doesn't have to be that big? Are there things you think the state spends money on that it can spend less on, aside from the corporate tax breaks that you mentioned?
Well, one that comes off to is the Public Service Commission regulates electronic or, you know, electrical companies and utilities.
Energy companies.
That we just leave to the free market completely. We don't need the state saying these are the handful of geographical monopolies that we allow. Open it up for full competition and allow different companies to start up, now different companies to move in.
Are you confident you can do that and everybody in every corner of this state will get, say, natural gas if they need it?
Oh, yes. Natural gas, heat, coal, electricity. One of the big things is, you know, everyone wants to go green now. And Michigan right now is tapped at 10%, allowing from natural resources. You know, and then, okay, are we going to go 15%, 20%? Well, if we open it up to full competition, these different companies can come in and start up. And I envision not having a handful of large companies, but have utilities be like gas stations where they're everywhere and you get to choose on a regular basis. Do you want a company on Main Street? Or do you want a company on Elkhart? Or do you want a company on, you know, from Portage or Kalamazoo or, you know, Mattawan, where do you want your company coming from? How do you want your energy to be produced and go forward from there?
What should the state do about making roads better to drive on?
One of the things the state should do is look to privatize more roads. I mean, I took a trip down to Florida the last year and there were toll roads. They were the smoothest as can be. And even though we saw construction, there wasn't much delays. So if we put toll roads, you know, 94, 175, 131, some of the major roads throughout the state, those will pay for themselves, but also free up state money to assist on other less traveled roads, on the back roads and on public streets. So,
what you would want to say then is that a private company operates I-94 within, just for example,
theoretically,
within the borders of the state of Michigan. They collect the tolls and they make sure that the road is good enough to drive on.
Yes, that will ease the trouble and make some of the difference up. Yes.
Does the state have to set some sort of conditions to make sure that said private company does follow through on that and make sure that those roads do get the repairs and construction they need?
Well, there'll be contracts involved, and if a company is not living up to their end, let's say you own the company and you're collecting tolls, but nothing gets done for 3 years, 2 years, or, you know, whatever the contracts we state, then yes, we need to come in and say, you're not living up to your end of the bargain. You know, we need someone else.
What would you do about education in Michigan?
Education? I would allow the funds to go, instead of from state to school, to go from state to student. So pretty much every 18, any minor would receive funds each year. Educational savings accounts, basically expanded 529 plans, pay for any educational service they or their parents deem worthy, and allow funds to carry over, roll over with any interest accrued, and then pay for themselves at that point.
How do you see that playing out? Do you think that that is going to mean that public schools as we know them, public school districts, are going to be losing students?
It is a possibility they'll be losing students, but with the changing landscape of educational services, not only traditional public schools, private schools, but charter schools now, online schools, and then go back, you know, have private tutors, educational software, things like that nature, where we can learn from any number of ways. Education can be more individualized, be more customizable to the individual student. And so, yes, some private or some public schools will lose students and will need to adapt and readjust how they do things.
You say that any educational institution could accept this money.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
And it will require a change of the state constitution allowing, you know, public funds to use for private education. Yes, I understand that. A first hurdle to cover, so.
Let me ask you about the ballot proposals, which voters will be deciding. Proposal 1 would legalize marijuana for recreational purposes. Do you think voters should approve it?
I am torn on Proposal 1. I have no legal problem with recreational marijuana, but one of the things I'm running on is ending excise taxes on tobacco and alcohol. So I can't promote a 10% tax on marijuana and then say tobacco and alcohol should have no taxes beyond sales taxes. That is something I have to personally decide myself, whether I allow 10%, you know, whether I'm going to stand for a 10% tax on that or not, but I have no legal issue against recreational marijuana.
Okay, if you took the excise tax out of it, do you think it's good public policy for a state to have legal recreational marijuana?
Oh, yes.
Proposal 2 would change the method of redistricting in Michigan. You support it?
I do not. I think redistricting is one of the tasks that should be held for the elected officials. Now, I may not agree with every elected official that goes to Lansing, but if they are duly elected, there's no funny business in how they got there. they're legitimately there. They're the ones who set up the rules and are there for the next few years. So,
right. The argument, though, on the other side will be that the lawmakers drawing these lines are helping to decide which voters will pass judgment on them when they run for re-election, perhaps in 2022, or perhaps if they run for another office down the road, state senate or Congress. Is there a problem with the state lawmakers themselves deciding where these boundaries are drawn for jobs that they are applying for?
That is generally a slippery slope, because the moment you say we don't trust lawmakers to do their job, what can we say we don't trust lawmakers to do in general? You know, do we not trust them to make any laws at all? And then why are they there? So we have to draw the line and say we allow them, we trust them to do what's right in the eyes of the state of Michigan. So
do you think the governor's office and the legislature should be subject to the Freedom of Information Act?
Yes. Any public office from governor all the way down to city councilman should be allowed for freedom of information in any information, any activity they do that is publicly in the public benefit or deemed public activity.
You met your opponent and you took a selfie, and Bridge joked in a headline that hell freezes over. Is this an example of how a couple people who definitely see the state in different ways and have different ideas about how it should operate can operate in a more friendly atmosphere?
I would certainly hope so. Yes, we ran into each other on the street there at the Bridge, and Bridge magazine stop, and we had a few conversations at other events and whatnot. We are in not just Michigan, but the nation as a whole. We're in a turbulent time. And I mean, in the past, we've had turbulent times when a U.S. senator was caned almost to death in the Capitol by a representative. And now I'm not saying today is at that level, but I mean, last year we had one, I think he was a Bernie Sanders supporter, open fire on a Republican ball game or, practice. And whether that's foretelling things to come or whether we are at that level of where people are at each other's throats just because I'm on the right, he's on the left, my side, your side. In the end, we need to come together. We need to be civil with one another. And whether it starts with me and Representative Holy or whether we're just a drop in the bucket and it starts with other people, I don't know. But we need to be civil with one another.
You are also in a district, I will have to point out, where Representative Holy won 70% of the vote in 2014 and 69% of the vote 2 years after that. So what are you saying to people to tell them that despite the fact that they have for a long time pulled the Democratic lever for state house, they should be thinking about voting for a Republican?
The main thing is not just to be blindly held by a party. If you've always been one way or your parents were always one way, it's not the same. You need to think as an individual, be yourself. And the end goal is to do what you think is right for the state of Michigan. Do you want someone who will sit around and say, I'm in the minority, there's no way I can do what I want to do? Or do you want someone who will stand up for what they believe in, say what they feel, and even though it may not be popular, will fight for the things they know are right for the state of Michigan? So,
William Baker is the Republican candidate in the 60th State House District. That includes the city of Kalamazoo and most of Kalamazoo Township. Thank you very much for your time.
All right. Thank you for having me.
This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans.